We also called three citizens from around the country to find out what they want to hear from the president.
Well, for one thing, I'd like to hear that he's extending federal jobless benefits.
Cecil Sells is a former print shop employee in Sycamore, Illinois. He was laid off a few months ago and is now studying to become a nurse.
They had extended federal jobless benefits back in May of 2003, but all of a sudden in December, they decided they didn't need to extend them. And according to Speaker Hastert, it's because the economy's gotten so much better. But I don't see it out here. And we have a division of Caterpillar here that shut down, AGCO, and they had just built a new building, and that is shut down now because AGCO shut down. So kind of a chain reaction. And so there's a lot of unemployment here. Whenever I go over to the unemployment office, I have a hard time finding a parking space even that's so full over there.
So if the president were to say the State of the Union was good and tout some of the economic recovery, you'd have to take issue with that, at least in the Sycamore area.
I sure would.
And what about Iraq? What would you like to hear from the president on that?
Well, although I support all the troops that are over there like most people do, I just can't see spending $87 billion over there when we have so many problems here at home. There's other countries that had weapons of mass destruction, such as Libya, North Korea, and we haven't gone and invaded them. So I think it was all kind of a farce, and I feel we could have spent that money a whole lot better.
Cecil Sells speaking to us from Sycamore, Illinois. Thanks very much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Susan Burnham joins us from Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, near New Orleans. Susan, what do you do down there in Jefferson Parish?
I own four small companies. Three are franchises, Mrs. Fields Famous Brands. Two of them are Mrs. Fields Cookies, and one is a TCBY, which is the country's best yogurt.
And how's business been going?
A little slow. One, Mrs. Fields, I have in a corporate environment and a high-rise. The sales are down there and the customer count's down, but that is in direct proportion to the Enron collapse and Arthur Andersen vacating our building.
Now, did you vote for President Bush in the last election?
Yes, I did, and I will vote and support him again.
So what would you like to hear from him on Tuesday night?
Well, as a small business owner and as a single female, I would like to see him address the health insurance issue and help us get the rates down.
And do you provide health insurance for your employees? Are you able to do that?
No, we're not, because it's too expensive.
What about on foreign affairs? Does that interest you, concern you? What would you like to hear President Bush say about American troops in Iraq?
I would like to see him continue what he's doing. My brother was at Ground Zero at 9/11, and that had a very big impact on me.
Was he killed, Susan?
No, he wasn't, but he was extremely traumatized and still is to this day. So I'd rather see us go over there to try to stop terrorism than to have them come here. So I support Bush 100%.
Susan Burnham spoke with us from Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Bob Norris owns Nebraska Neon Sign Company in Lincoln. He calls himself a conservative Republican, and he says business is good.
In the last 2 months of 2003, our sales actually increased 240% over the last 2 months of 2002, and profits are up 400%. That sounds very good. You have to keep in mind that 2002, those same months, were not very good at all. So
what would you like to hear from President Bush as he addresses the nation in his State of the Union message Tuesday?
I would love to see a real overhaul of the tax system. Now, the tax cuts are good, and I appreciate the tax cuts we've had, but they haven't really shown up in full force yet. I'm a proponent of some sort of flat tax, national sales tax. I think there's a lot of rhetoric about why we can't do those things because people actually want to redistribute the wealth, and I don't agree with that at all. I would prefer to hear the president address a real, honest-to-goodness overhaul or throwing out of the tax system.
Oftentimes the presidents say in this speech, you know, the state of our union is strong, or something to that effect. Would you agree with that? Is the state of the union strong?
Oh, of course. We don't all agree on how to get to an end, but I think the state of the union is strong.
Well, Bob Norris from Lincoln, Nebraska, thanks very much. It was good to talk with you.
And it was nice talking to you.